Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This year marks the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, a pivotal moment in U.S. history. But the history of the land and the indigenous people who call it home stretch back millennia, long before the arrival of European settlers. And that is especially true in California, which is home to hundreds of indigenous and tribal communities, the most in the country. But often their stories and experiences are overshadowed or left out of the historical record. A new podcast produced by California Humanities recently made its debut with a goal of highlighting indigenous perspectives and cultural experiences, both past, present, and future. It's called Reclaiming Our Stories, Voices of Indigenous Peoples of California. We're joined now by the podcast host and story weaver, Victoria L. Shaw. Welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time. I would love to just learn a little bit about your background, especially as a story weaver.
Yeah, thank you. I have been a teacher. I'm an attorney and I'm a tribal court judge. I've been a guest on a few podcasts, and I was selected by a Native California Advisory Committee that was shaped by the California Humanities to find a story weaver and find guests for the podcast Reclaiming Our Stories. And so I was honored to be selected. I'm honored to represent California and California tribes in bringing our voices, our modern voices, to the people of California and beyond.
And you are a citizen of the Hoopa Valley tribe. How has this journey been for you? California is home to the most tribal communities in the country, connecting in this way to share with audiences.
For me personally, it's been an amazing journey. I've worked extensively throughout California with many tribes, so I have a general knowledge of the different regions, cultures, and tribes throughout the state. But I've always been curious to dig deeper into their stories and specific geographical regions of California that I visit, that I live in. And so to be able to talk to people who their center of the world is in these different parts of California and hear the depth of their knowledge and how far back in time their stories reach has been an incredible revelation to me personally. And I hope that will translate to the listeners as well.
Yeah, there are several episodes. The first full episode, which is about an hour long, is titled Who's 250 Years? And I'd love for you to expand upon that. I mean, you're asking a central question, you know, whose years are being counted?
Correct, because it's obviously not the years of the indigenous peoples of California. California wasn't even a state, obviously, 250 years ago, and the story of the statehood of California is a rather violent and dark story. And so we felt it was important to provide an alternate story of California from the indigenous perspective and point out that we've been in California for over 10,000 years. And that we felt kind of left out when that statement of the 250-year anniversary of America is being celebrated. And I don't want to disparage anyone who wants to celebrate that anniversary, but we want to make people aware that there are other groups of people in this country who might have a different opinion about that anniversary.
Yeah, you have a wide range of guests on your podcast, from rural and urban communities, judges, artists, educators. I mean, when you talk to them all, like from all over the state, how are they reflecting on this milestone, 250 years for the United States, and what it has meant for their communities?
I think that there's a common theme of feeling overlooked. And for years, I think Native people have felt like an invisible race in this country, that it's rare that we are included when there's discussion about the different ethnicities and groups of people who make up America, because our percentages maybe aren't as high as other minority groups, even though we were the first peoples that were here. So a lot of people like to explain how far back our knowledge, our culture, our traditions, and our stories go, and how that those stories, that knowledge has survived the past 500 years, and how it continues to this day. And not only that, how we as Native people evolve, and how we desire to be seen as modern people in today's culture, that we are not stuck in time. We are not the same people that were here when the Europeans arrived. And that's okay. That doesn't make us less indigenous. That doesn't make us less Native American or tribal people, that we have evolved and adapted as the world has. And so we haven't lost sight of our ancestors and their traditions and stories. We have brought those forward with us as we've evolved into modern people. And I think that's one of the common themes that all of my guests have brought in one form or another.
Right. I mean, as you lay out in the podcast, California Native communities have survived and resisted multiple waves of colonialism. You have lived on these lands since time immemorial, well more than 250 years. I also really appreciate that during your podcast, you have an artistic interlude offering space for reflection and breath, because these conversations do carry a lot of weight. That's a very thoughtful choice. If you can just, what went into that decision?
Well, a lot of these conversations are rich in emotion, and we're talking about our ancestors, our grandparents, and people who maybe aren't with us. And the topics and our connectedness to the earth and the land is very strong and emotional. And so a lot of these stories can be very emotional, and it takes a lot out of me as a host. It takes a lot out of our guests. And oftentimes by the end of the conversation, I'm literally fighting back tears, because the emotions that are invoked are so strong and so powerful that it helps to really have a moment of silence and reflection, and just to kind of breathe it in and let it sit with the listener. Because I think it's almost like a meditative healing moment.
This is a limited series podcast, but I would imagine the work continues for you. What does the future hold? I mean, how would you like to keep preserving and highlighting overlooked voices and stories moving forward?
Well, I always encourage people to get to know us on a personal basis, to ask questions, to participate in our events. There's so many great artists, so many great young artists emerging in California. There's so many great musicians, singers, dancers, teachers, the list goes on and on. I don't want people to see us in a bubble. We are Californians. You know, we are Americans as well, and we are your neighbors, and we are continuing our part of the story of California and America. And we want that. We want to share that story with everyone. And luckily, as I mentioned, there are so many wonderful individuals continuing on that legacy and that tradition. And I think it's actually stronger than it's ever been since those 250 plus years. So I'm going to continue to contribute how I can, whether it's art, it's music, it's podcasting, it's through my work as a tribal court judge, or whether it's highlighting other individuals who are doing the work that makes our ancestors proud.
Victorio, thank you so much for doing the work and for joining us and taking some time with us today on Insight.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Vicky. It's been an honor.
Victorio L. Shaw is the host of the new podcast series, Reclaiming Our Stories, Voices of Indigenous Peoples of California. The podcast is produced by California Humanities and shares the experiences and voices of Native people across the state. We have a link on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.